Friday morning, it is time to go beyond the playbook. Once again with us this morning, analyst Matt Zabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. First, we have to think back to earlier this week with the Bills losing to the Patriots 16-10. Bills now 3-1 on the season. Break it all down for us.
Oh, so close. It didn't take Nostradamus to see that one coming. And I know Bills fans are not going to want to hear about moral victories, but it was a building block for a young and talented Bills team. Sure, last weekend's loss to the Patriots may have been predictable in the sense that New England's defense, which is the best in the league by a lot through 4 weeks, would be a brutal matchup for the Bills' offense. But was unpredictable was that despite the loss, the game was there for the taking. And I'm going to go even so far to say that the Bills were the better football team. And I say that because it took 4 interceptions, a blocked punt return for a touchdown, and a dirty hit to literally knock Bills quarterback Josh Allen out of the game with a concussion for the Patriots to escape with just a 6-point win. Yes, it's undeniable that they're talented enough to nearly overcome, even against the Patriots, but they're just not talented enough yet to avoid beating the biggest opponent they face this season, and that's themselves. Remember, while the Bills' offense only scored 10 points, the Patriots' offense, they only scored 9. It was that block punt touchdown that made all the difference, and I just have to harp on that because it's just plain inexcusable. It's been multiple games now this season that Buffalo, the special teams, they had a guy who's just uncovered on punts on the other team. It creates more opposing rushers that can be blocked, and that just has to get figured out because it's basic football. And that brings us full circle to the theme of the game. And like I said before, the Bills beat themselves with mistakes. The upside is that those mistakes really should be fixable as the season progresses. But in order to do that, the Bills have to hope that they get franchise quarterback Josh Allen back to full speed sooner rather than later. The offense, it clearly needs as much experience together as possible, because if they can grow from Sunday and create better chemistry, there's just no reason that they can't beat the Patriots the next time around. Again, I know it would have been great to do so this past Sunday, but anyone who watched saw that there just isn't a big gap, at least through 4 games.
That's a great way of putting it, for sure. And now with that loss, of course, the Bills are 3-1. They go to Tennessee, the 2-2 Titans. What can the Bills fans expect?
Well, the first thing Bills fans can expect are lots and lots of Bills fans down in Nashville. I've been to a Bills-Titans game, and it's one of the most well-traveled games for Bills fans that I've ever seen. And that was when the Bills weren't as good as they are this season. So I expect to see plenty of red, white, and blue making plenty of noise in the Music City. And onto the field, though, much of the outlook and game plan will, of course, revolve around whether starting quarterback Josh Allen is back to full health, and whether or not he had an effective week of preparation. It does seem likely that Allen, who appears to be in the final stages of clearing the NFL's concussion protocol, will play this Sunday, but you just have to hope there's no last-minute setback. And as we all know by now, concussions, they're serious injuries. And preparation is going to be critical this week against the Titans, who, like the Patriots, have a really good defense. Tennessee, they're giving up less than 16 points per game. That's good for 4th best in the league, and that creates the biggest matchup problem for the Bills. Can Allen bounce back from the injury and a poor game in just 1 week? The offense, it's going to need all hands on deck, but the most important element by far and away is to minimize and eliminate mistakes. I really cannot say this enough. The Bills appear to be better than expected, and not by a few lucky breaks, but the offense just, again, has to stop beating itself. And on the other side of the ball, I, of course, like the Bills' defense against the Tennessee offense. Buffalo, they're allowing just 281 yards per game to opposing offenses. That's good for 2nd best in the NFL. And while Tennessee, they've shown flashes of offensive prowess, they're not the Patriots. The intangible in all of this is, of course, going to come down to how the Bills are able to move on from a tough loss to New England. If they can avoid a Patriots hangover, should be exciting to see if they really are among the league's better teams in passing this latest test.
Well, I'm looking forward to another test this coming Sunday, and looking forward to more commentary from you as we move through the season with Beyond the Playbook. As always, Matt, thanks very much.
Thank you, Jay.